7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Ngali chona njani zilo kandaba ngikudibana kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection kwazi why muri eZimbabwe ndinomkamtshira mchongo cha lethu chipiki uhlelo The Connection muyine ndiwenyu Michael Ove. Welcome muri eZimbabwe to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. This program is coming to you from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 7th of July, 2020. And I'm your host, Michael Bore. Ontanga Zimbabwe Moshe, before we kickstart uhlelo lwethu, silusizi ngempela, silusizi. This program is a pre-recorded program. We're not coming to you live, as per usual, due to COVID-19. We're all working from home. So unfortunately, Mthwakazo Moshe, muri eZimbabwe, you're not able to call in to give your contributions. However, for those that sent us their voice notes, izolo ntambama nezolo maneru, voice note. We're going to be playing your voice notes today. For those that are looking to participate in future programs, you can send us a text on WhatsApp on +12024650318, and we'll be using those voice notes. Now let's delve into the discussion of the day. Nasi nchongwa tukendra mberi tichikurukura nezwe chirwere che coronavirus mkushane we COVID-19. But also looking to delve into something else that is going to be happening elizwe ni gulumnyaga. Wezi uno, 31 July, we hear opposition party leaders, civic organization leaders, youth-led organizations saying, Mshaka 31, ziawa, Mthwakazo Moshe, ziawa, Zimbabwe Moshe, anzi muswa 31, pera kwe mwezi uno, munu wese, murote, that mule ine uwandu. So we're going to be talking to youth about these proposed protests that are supposed to happen on the 31st of July, which have been proposed by proposed and endorsed by opposition leaders such as Dr. Noah Manyika, Dr. Nkosana Moyo, and of course the president of the MDC Alliance, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Now, besides the 31st, we've also had other youth-led organizations such as Tajamuka Sesijikile, and of course the Zinasu, taking to the streets and also proposing that more protests happen due to them not being satisfied with the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. But we're not happy. So that's what we're going to be tackling. But first up, as usual, coronavirus. As we speak, in Zimbabwe, there are over 197 people that have recovered from umkhuhlane we coronavirus. 734 people have tested positive, and 9 people have died. The number has gone up again. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, Muria Zimbabwe, so far, 18,654 people have been tested for umkhuhlane lo coronavirus. 40,086 were RDT tests, and 33,568 were PCR tests. Now, with the rise of COVID cases constantly increasing in Zimbabwe, a lot of Zimbabweans, as we speak, have been very worried. And it is for that reason that we reached out to people like Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya, who is Ompilo Hospital, and of course, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza. We've had him on our program quite a few times to tell us more about umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus and whether or not abantu should be worried. So let's listen to the advice that both Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya and Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza had for us. Let's head over to Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya first.
Umkhuhlane we coronavirus sungani uyaqansa lapha elizweni. Liyaxwayisa ukuthi linanzelele ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyabulala unjengeflu. Yikho ke abantu bayawuzuza nxa bephefumulela beseduze kumbe bebamba amehlabo lwemlomo ngezandla phezu kuthi banombolelo amakhovula lapha umuntu achiye khona umkhuhlane lo. Liyaxwayisa ukuthi lingaze lahlangana libaningi lisenza ivikoroni emalayini nempuphu lawechukela langaphi ngaphi lokho kuyingozi enkulu kakhulu. Ngiyaxwayisa ukuthi laba abanye bahlale phansi abangela msebenzi abawenzayo ukuthi bebelokhu behamba besiyalelake kuyingozi embi kakhulu. Umkhuhlane sokuqalisa ukubulala abantu, ngiyaxwayisa kakhulu ukuthi sihlale phansi. Umkhuhlane lo yiflu, njalo iflu iyamemetheka ngesikhathi somqando njengoba nomqando liyawubona. Kade sobala silokhu sitshela abantu ukuthi baxwayise ukuthi bangaze bahlala beyenza ivikoroni, bexokozela emalayinini lokulandela. Abantu kabalandeli ama-regulation lafakwa nguhulumende, ama-lockdown regulations. Abakulaleli lokhu abantu, balokhu besenza ivikoroni bephefumulelana eduze khonapho. Yikho-ke umkhuhlane njengoba iflu nje hhayi izamemetheka kathesi ngalesi sikhathi.
So ngiyamuzwa uDokotela Solwayo Ngwenya weMpilo Hospital, isibhedlela seMpilo Hospital, uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi abantu, please continue abiding by the rules of the lockdown. Murukunzi waka Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya wechipatara cheMpilo Hospital kuBulawayo, ko vari kukurudzira vanhu hanzi endrai mberi, please endrai mberi muchiremekedza the laws of the lockdown. Uyezve muchiri kurangarira kadza laws set up by the World Health Organization, social distancing and so forth. And please, mure Zimbabwe endrai mberi muchiremekedza. These are some of the rules that people should abide by if they're not looking to contract mukhuhlane wecoronavirus. Tochenda ka kuna Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza vechipatara cheParinyatwa Hospital.
Isusu tiri kuti manumbers edu ari kuita achiwedzera, uyezve ari kuonekwa kunzi ari kuspreada in the community as well as nevanhu vari kudzoka munyika. Saka isusu sana mazvikokota tinokurudzira ruzhinji rwenyika rirambe richititeerera uyezve richipractisa social distancing, uyezve kupfeka mamask negood hygiene, strict hygiene mudzimba uyezve kwavanoshandira. Izvi zvinova zvinobetsera kuti chirwere chisanyanye kupararira maningi.
Mabasa nyaya yecommunity based spreading, tirikuona kuti nhamba yevanhu vari kuspreada utachiwana muvanhu kana tikati nechirungu musociety iri kukwira. Sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe tinofanira kuzvitambira sei zvesezvo?
Tinofanira kutanga chaaccepta kuti zveshuwa chirwere ichi ichokwadi chiriko, because tine vamwe vakufunga kuti maybe ndezvekudzimwe nyika kana kuti zvinobata vamwe vanhu vasiri isusu. Chirwere ichi chinokwanisa kubata ani naani zvake. Uyezve tinofanira kuramba tichipractisa maprinciples edu ekuti tisawane utachiona, tichipractisa social distancing, tichigeza maoko. Wakaona wadevelopa masymptoms wofonera ana mazvikokota kuti uudzwe kuti chii chiri kuitika kana kuti uudzwe kwekunotesta.
Kana namba iyaya 2019.
2019.
Sezvo tiri kuona kuti nhamba yevanhu iri kuendera mberi ichikwira, pataimbotarisa nzira yaiallocatewa maresources emunyika, kazhinji taiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vaitestwa vanga vari vanhu vanga vachibva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana vari mumaquarantine centers. Nemaonero enyu, mungati yave nguva yekuti tichinje strategy iyoyo here, titange kutesta vanhu vari musociety vagara vatori munyika?
I think ideally zvatiri kufanira kutoita ndezvekutoti tinofanira tichiita open testing kuti munhu wese anofanira achitokwanisa kutestwa. Takatarisa zviri kuitwa nzeve munyika kuti vanhu vanongosvika kumatesting center, munhu otestwa oziva kuti amire papi. Saka ndo kwatiri kufanira tichitozosvika ikoko. But pane zvino tinoti maresources edu asati akufanira, ndosaka tiri kuita particular focus nemamwe maareas rather than doing the whole community. But tinofanira takasvika ikoko kudhara, ende ndo kwatiri kufanira kusvika.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, Parinyatwa Hospital doctor. Wanga wachinyato uzaka Mure Zimbabwe, aiwa hanzi, kune hurumende, please, endrai mberi, ngati, let's up again in terms of kutesta vanhu. For wachi zvekare kune Mure Zimbabwe, he echoed the sentiments of Dokotela Solwayo Ngwenya, esiti, please, endrai mberi, muchiremekedza ka ma rules akasetwa up ne World Health Organization, uyezveka ma rules aripoka pa lockdown. I must remind you, Mure Zimbabwe, chirongwa chamakateerera izvezvi, it is a pre-recorded program. Tine urombo, Mure Zimbabwe, asi tiri pano pachirongwa chiri chechipiki zvisinei, aiwa chirongwa chinoenda mberi. And of course, as I mentioned earlier on, kana muchinotipa maonero enyu, +12024650318. 734 tested positive for mukhuhlane wecoronavirus. As we speak, 9 dead and 192 people have, 197 Zimbabwe have recovered from umkhuhlane lo wecoronavirus. Now, if you're joining us, panel for Chirongwa Chedu Church PK, and you're tuning in via radio as we speak, Tilipo, pa 909 medium wave frequency, we're also broadcasting 4930 6040 UEJ, pa 15460 kHz, pa shortwave. Mure Zimbabwe, magachira Chirongwa Chedu Church PK, ushelo The Connection. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, let's delve into it. Protest, protest, protest. As we speak, Muriya Zimbabwe, earlier on, we were touching on umkhuhlane we coronavirus. The cases are increasing by the day, Munyeka. Now, during this same time, Chukunzwaka, opposition leaders, abakhokheli from the abaphisayo, abakhokhela uMnumzana uJacob Ngarifume, uMnumzana uDokotela Nkosana Moyo, kanye laye ubaba uNelson Chamisa owebandla le-MPC Alliance besithi mhlaka 31 Zimbabwe muhle hanzi munhu wese pito yarira road musi wa 31 July. So we decided let's reach out to the youth of Zimbabwe mnoona kazhinji vanhu vechidiki who are on the forefront of these protests. So I thought let me reach out to the youth tindova maonero avo. As I mentioned earlier on, youth-led organizations such as Zinasu and, of course, Tajamuka Sis Chigile have all alluded to the fact that we'll see soon and very soon, labo babona ngani sa ukhathekile ukuthi ilizwe lonke jikelele nxa ungathabanga ngesimo somnotho elizweni siyezwa abantu bathi isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka by the day. But hayi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi abantu uZulu jikelele mburi yese yeZimbabwe babulene uwandu hwawo vachinoratidzira. Zvino zuva racho razoiswa karikapropozwa nava Jacob Ngarifume rikapiwawo green light navachamisa uyezve naDr Nkosana Moyo vachiti aiwa hongu mhuri yeZimbabwe aiwa ngatibudei musi wa 31 tindoratidzira nekuti kana usiri kuvhara nemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika hanzi yave nguva yokuti vanhu vabude neuwandu hwavo vachindoratidzira. Let's head over to the interview that colleague wami uJonga Kandemiri had with uJacob Ngarifume. Lapo uJacob Ngarifume was basically explaining ukuthi mhlaka 31 kuzabe kuhamba njani, how are things going to be proceeding on the 31st, and of course what made them pick the 31st and how did they get to the stadium point, plus most importantly, if you remember, other protests in Israel have been a little violent from time to time. We've seen protests that have led to people losing lives. We've seen protests that have people led to people being injured, people being arrested. So Jonga also asked Ngarifume ukuthi kahle what do they have in plan to ensure all of these things don't happen. Let's head over to what Jacob Ngarifume had to say.
Takaronga pamwe chete navazhinji vemuZimbabwe takataura nekukurukura tikati zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma tingaita sei kusvika pakuti vazhinji vatakakurukura navo vakati aiwa ngatiite kuratidzira kuti tizivise hurumende kuti hatizi kufara zvachose nezviri kuitika. Hori hwakanyanya uye vanhu vari kufa muzvipatara, vanhu vari kuba vachiondonge upfumi hwenyika ino, kunyange Mwari wakatiropafadza wakatipa zvese, asi zvinhu zviri kuondongwa nekuda kwezvinhu zvandataura izvo. Saka vanhu vakati ngatiite zuva rekuratidzira rekuti nyika yese inoratidzira kuti hatizi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Tiri kushanda nevana veZimbabwe vese. Ende huye pamapato, mapato ese ematongerwo enyika, tiri kusvikira kwavari tichitsanangurirana kuti basa iri ribudirire mberi zvakanaka. Kusanganisira bato guru reMDC Alliance takataurirana ndehuye vari kutsigira urongwa uhu. Kunyangwe bato revari kuZANU PF vakasununguka kuti tinge tichishanda navo.
Mati mazivisa here mapurisa pamusoro peurongwa hwenyu?
Tiri kutarisira kuendesa tsamba yedu nhasi kundozivisa mapurisa kuti aziveiwo kuti tiri kuratidzira sezvatinosungirwa nemutemo. Tiri kudoita chokwadi chokuti vana veZimbabwe vazhinji kana kuti vese vanokwanisa tinge tiri mumigwagwa musi wa31. Chechipiri, tiri kutiwo kuma organs ele security mukati menyika ino, mapurisa, masoja, vekuprisons nevese, tiri kuvati isusu, nyaya ndiye kuti Zimbabwe inakire tese, iminesu, saka tiri kuita make sure kuti namba dzevanhu vedu vachapinde mastreets dzakakwana kuti vanhu vachengetedzeke uye vanhu vadziviririke.
So you just heard there from Jacob Ngarivume, one of the opposition leaders who's out there sitting Mhlaka 31 in Zimbabwe muhle asiphume ngobunenge bethu siyotshengisela. You heard him there actually yatsotsanangurira kuna vakandemiri kuna donga kandemiri kuti aiwa vakatiendesa tsamba yavo kune mapurisa that already sent their letter to amaphoyisa alerting him bebatshela ukuthi mhlaka 31 bakhangela ukuphuma ngokunenge babo besiyotshengisela. So look at that, as I mentioned earlier on, we also reached out to some of you via WhatsApp. Salicela phela ukuthi lisitshele umbono wenu mayelana nalokho where abantu are saying ukuthi mhlaka 31 kulesikhathi lo ilizwe lilokho eliqhubekela phambili ilusana ngalo mkhuhlane wecoronavirus siyezwa phela. People who are part of the opposition and civic leaders versus as women go bone ngido to see what chain is sela. What do linga kofi atogana mamas uti kezani zanda respect those rules that ensure uti nye guba njonalum kufano we coronavirus. So let's hear what some of you guys had to say. Lawe unga kofi siluga daba. For those that are still looking to give input on this topic, tumirewo ma message kwa WhatsApp kwa number tino to +1 202 465 0318. Let's head over to some of the listeners.
Demonstration yavo haina kuipa kana ichiita zviri pamutemo, but not kuzova demonstrate inorovesa vanhu, ende zvekutaura nhema kuti vanhu vose munyika vakati kwanzi toda kudemonstrate. Aiwa, hatika demonstrate kuti vamwe vanhu vagute, ivo mapolitician ndovanoda zvigaro. Saka voda kutiisa mberi kuti isu tigorovwa nemaporisa nokuda kwavo, ivo kavachi vachipwa zvigaro ngavagwe zvigaro voga, noti kuti vaise vanhu mberi.
Sanibonani, sanibonani, igama lami nguPhephisani Samweni Mbuyengayi. Into ezokwenzeka laphayana eZimbabwe njengoba bethi bafuna ukususa iphathi ebusayo, sekuligazi lodwa futhi abafuna ukulichitha lelo, ngoba umnangagwa uzochitha igazi. Angeke azabayeke laba bantu begijima ezitradini betoyitoya. Into ezokwenzeka uzobulala abantu futhi umnangagwa, kungabi indaba zalutho njengoba nje vele akundaba zalutho njengoba kufa abantu. Ligazi lodwa elizochitheka manje laphayana eZimbabwe uma kuyukuthi bafuna ukwenza leyo nto leyo, ligazi eseli-aplayelwa kumanje. So nangizibonela igazi nje kuphela lodwa laphaya.
Haleluya, haleluya, makadiko mose vatele veStudio 7 akuta ndiva moyo kuSouth Africa. Ndinotora nezvenhau yokuratidzira mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Semunhu wamwari haisi nhau yandinokurudzira zvikuru kuti kuratidzira kunyika yeziva kuitwe, nokuti akaona kuratidza kukuru kakaiko munyika yezo kwamakore namakore namakore. Hakuna zvakakashandura, hakuna zvakakapa, hakuna zvinhu zvakabuditsa, asi takaona vanhu vakawanda vachikuvadzwa nokurohwa nokukuvadzwa chaizvo. Saka iyi kuratidzira kungadai zvo kuti vakarohwa zvikuru. Nhasi ndinonzi vakatiita mhosva ndivakakanganisa kuti anonzi akaratidzira atosungwa. Saka zvandaida kutaura nezvokuti kuvatungamiri kauri vadaidzire misangano yekuratidzira, idai manga muri vamwe zvimwe zvinhu izvi masiya zvakadaro, nokuti munokuvadzisa veruzhinji.
All right, mhuri yeZimbabwe ndivo kavachereri vangu vachizvitaurira kavega. Vachinyatsotaurawo maondo avo pamusoro pemaplanned protest emusi wa31 July. Liyezo phela abalaleli liyazikhulumela umbono wenu phezu kwalo mkankaso ojonge ukuthi abantu baphume ngobuningi babo beyotshengisela mhlaka 31 July. Ndiyo kanye yatinayo nasi muchirongwa tiudzewo maondo enyu. You can text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. Makatsirira chirongwa chedu chevechi iki uhlelo The Connection.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
What's the connection? Moyeneni Michael Hobe. Now, before we head over to the interview that I had with some of our panelists, we posted a couple of statements on our Facebook pages, and that pertain to the planned protests of 31 July. So I figured, let me head over to some of these. Let's see here. With Abantu Bathini, I see Panachendai Manyetu are up to 40 years of toying with people's lives. 40 years of experimenting on the running of the country. And admit. Umachim Dick Uchi, this is the right time. Army and the police should join the masses. And after removing ZANU, guess what? 19 joining the ruling party. For you to learn how to run the economy, you are supposed to put white people, learn from white people in every ministry. And they are. I'm sure that has been echoed and put about by one of our best presidents, where he was talking about how some of the some of the things are going wrong. Kenneth Baloyi uti ZANU PF must fall innocent. Chasko Naruti, ZANU PF must go simple. Kelvin Shumbaya uti, they have failed, enough, it's time for them to get out. So these are some of the sentiments that Abantu were posting on our Facebook pages. We're also going to be reading some of the comments from our other Facebook pages, Sikwana with BOA Shona, Jane with BOA Ndebele. Now let's dig into the interview I had with Abasakhulayo talking about, these planned protests. Buhlelo silengxoxo esiyenze lo Alex Gakhanje owebandla elibusayo ibandla lezanu PF tine urukurona ba Alex Gakhanje. Umbera Ishe Nende, who is the MDC Alliance Youth Deputy Spokesperson. We have Charles Nwani, yena umusakhulayo olwela ilungelo lika Zulu. Saka njengoba bathathu bathi nawo nasi muchongwa chelu ngathi nzoyi hukuro yathaka ita nabo. Alex Gakhanje of ZANU PF is the one who kicks off the knock. Let me hold you there on the line for 1 second, Vanende. Let me take Charles Nyoni. Let's hear what he from Zero Page and Yaya Tina and Asim Drongo. Babu Nyoni, Nyaya, Bamge Lokshe Lunja. Nantu Tabuluko no Kutwini, Charles, Namsha Si Kangela Pela. lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni abantu bayasho ukuthi mhla ka 31 ziyawa asiphumeni ngobunengi siyotshengisela uthi yini umbono wakho
yabona into efuna ukuyichasisa ke sisizwa amadlela amabili ekhulumayo abakukhulumayo kumele abantu bekwazi ukuthi indaba eliyomhla ka 31 ayisondaba yamapolitician indaba kaZulu osukhathile ngokuhlukunyezwa elizweni uZulu osubuya ubambane etekudodwa uthi kasiphumile ngobuningi bethu sitshengisile sitshengisile aba bamapolitician ukuthi hhayi sokwabile selihlulekile sesifuna thina ukuthi sisisayidile sidodwa ukuthi sesifuna ukuthi into zihambe kanjani so lo mjida lo oqale ukukhuluma
is a program of going to the father, who is the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, called it Jim Nagawa, to say our father who is busy facing things. As I said earlier on, constitutionally, everybody has a right to demonstrate on condition that the demonstration is peaceful, on the condition that the demonstration is according to the law. So when a son, when one is admitting to be a son, when one is admitting to be a child, who intends to approach the father, there is nothing wrong in that. The only aspect that I'm trying to bring out here is that there is no demonstration that can change the political face of Zimbabwe when it is not being led by the ANPF itself. In 2017, my brother tries to say, you know, people who demonstrated were from Harare and stuff. The political party that ushered in a change is ZANU-PF itself.
Let me hold you there for 1 second. Charles Nyon, in Zanchubwe, Uyamuzwa, Alex Gakanje. Alex Gakanje is saying a lot there. First thing he's highlighting is he feels as though there's no political movement, there's no change that can happen in Zimbabwe unless ZANU-PF puts its back behind it. What do you have to say?
First of all, I need to ask you a question. Is this discussion, debate, whatever it is, about ZANU-PF and the MDC alliance, or it's about the 31st demonstration that has been called by progressive voices in Zimbabwe? Because the minute that we start talking about MDC and ZANU-PF, I believe, and I strongly believe, that we have lost the clarity of why we are. We're not here to discuss politics and semantics between these two parties that have been warring since they have been. We're sick and tired of both of their failures. At this time, in this stage, we as citizens have a say and are demanding a space to say, hey, we want to be heard. Here is what we want. We are marching and demonstrating for ABCD. Even those in ZANU-PF and those in MDC allies, they are very much aware of the corruption rate that is happening from high up the government down to the last anchors of the government. So for them to be now talking of politics and semantics of parties is a sheer waste of our time as citizens who have been suffering, who have been robbed of almost everything that we believe we deserve and we should be making and earning. And for our generation, that is nothing to account for. It's a disservice for these two gentlemen to be busy here talking and fighting about their political parties that have both failed the citizens.
Protests in Zimbabwe, abantu abasakhulayo, this is not the first time that they've endorsed ukuphuma ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela. And so, seeing as though this has become a regular occurrence, abantu abaningi abasakhulayo keep from time and time again. Just last week, sibone abasakhulayo abe inhlanganiso yezinasi betshengisela besithi phansi ngenkohlakalo. What change do these protests bring about in Zimbabwe? Is there no other approach that we need to start exploring?
There are other approaches that we
we can start exploring with him about Chavasakula. But the problem is that Zimbabwe is this a Twaila, who is a Indonesian, like India, and is Tabanga, which is in America, is the same method in a super much different result. Oh, I eat to Jeva, which is speaking up, is a sphere corner over chase. Moras to Uba was a good to go to the Jail to achieve, yes, it is the one side of Wales. You hope no one am a police, I am a social friend as a child, and you will have to move. Asila is in Asia, is in us against, but you have a book in a long Chitano Pamuchisha about our method, our peaceful methods of protest. Who tell our good to Gulashila is the figure of 101 methods and places 70s. But Asila, now my ideas, which is why implementing over 3 feet of those are my ideas. It's also a variety who came to Kakulinji, no Pichima of which I would see free his syllabus.
All right, Chirongwa T connection namwe nene Mike Hobe. Asambeni phela kukhasi lethu LFVOA sibona ukuthi bona abantu bathini. Ana umoyo uyabhala ukuthi bukhishwa izani kufakwa liphi icembu. Elinye elibuswa uthi uyabuza phela umoyo ukuthi hayi ekungakhishwa phela izani who is going to be put in place. Usenzo Mpofu uyabhala ukuthi baza sifuna Martin's band, which is Zanu must go, diaspora guys, let's do this. Ukoli Dube uthi kudlalwa ngabantu eZimbabwe, amasotsha wona azajikela abantu futhi. Hayi izani yakhona, khanyangani layo usekhathele. So those are some of the sentiments that abantu are writing on our Facebook pages. Sithumezeleni phela imibono yenu ku WhatsApp kunombolo ethi +12024650318 muri eZimbabwe tithumeleka maundire yithinzwe musi wa 31 makathelisirahere kubuda neuwandu wenyu uyezve tsvatikuda kunyatsonzwisisa what I'm looking to understand is njengoba eningi labasakhulayo bakhanya ngani they are the ones who keep going out betshengisela ngobuningi babo if these protests are to happen mhlaka 31 number one what is the goal for abantu abasakhulayo number two what are abantu what can abantu abasakhulayo get out of these protests saka ndino vandu ndo nyatsonzwisisa tithumire maundire yenyu pa WhatsApp pa number tino +12024650318 now let's head over to another round of other listeners and see ukuthi bona batheni lingakhohle phela zibukandaba we asked you izolo ngempela ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu muthumire maundire yenyu pa WhatsApp mutishandisa WhatsApp number yenu
That seems like to I'm sorry, Ele Pata Pumil Legil, I'm sorry, I pum in Pella. Kong and Abai Sugar Sports and Zaranjan. Silla with the Teluan, I'm sorry.
Msagas Studio 7 in Minangumoy was a plumped. I ain't in Ami Umnangagua. Agapume want to house so cold. Lava Vatica Sali as it was good when I was told. Siyahlupheka mpela, mpela, mpela. Into zonke zihlamukile, imali kayikho. Yena ungcono ngoba basebenzisa imali yesiteji. Nayi ingcono ebulale ke nge-31. Impela siyaphuma. Laba abayesabala ukutshaywa, abasale. Lokungasikufa yikuphi, asenalutho. Ayikho into nje silayo. Siyahlupheka, nyabonga Msakazi. Mnangagwa must go and his party must go.
Mafrasi kutiri Joseph ni wanamukomatana noka wandeni wamwe wose nilongotaura hangu pamusoro pemapurisa nemasoja kuti mapurisa nemasoja vanhu vanofunga here zvakanaka naka nyaya yangu kublema ari mapurisa vanhu vanopinda basa nechikoro chakanaka chikadii but munoona kwamuchipushiswa kumbunyikidza kodzero dzavanhu tiregerereiwo vakomana tinoda freedom munyika munomu kwete kuti murambe muchiita zvamuri kuita izvo munoswera makagadha vanhu vari kuba mari vari mumaofisi Maka gada mtutu kwa nchando mripanzi. Mchipuwa mabondi panupela mwezi masho mashoma mchia akaundi chenyu na eva msoja. Murugita siku kwenye masoja ya mimi.
Linjani wa Sagas vs. Studio 7 ni mnangimu P1 loa kwelo. Nyatanda ubo nga kakulu iskati lesente nga kungafu mkuti ngezo wakale iyo voice note yami ku Studio 7 nezi mbapo yonke chigelele. Yondaba le skulma nga manje leyi demonstration mchaka 31 July. Ngiyasekela kakhulu maZimbabwe ahlelekileyo kwasisekeleni lathi sixhase ngendleleni okufanela ndaba ngokuthi sesidule sesizwile sakuma-election lakubona okwenzakalayo manje into ede ngicela kakhulu ngicela amasosha ethu lamapholisa ethu kabambane nabantu bonke sikhiphe idoti le khona
batheleli be-Studio 7 bari kuzitaurira vegaka kuti aiwa ndizvo zvavakaronga. Let me go to Nende. Let's hear what he has to say. Nende, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Right. So you heard the Charles Mioni highlighted a very important thing, is that this is not a ZANU-PF MDC matter, but it's about a Zimbabwe matter. Zimbabweans are dissatisfied with the way that the country is being governed. And this is coming from both sides, not just the ZANU-PF, but it's also places where MDC are also governing. And so for them, they feel as though coming together at this stage and point, I remember some of the sentiments that were echoed by Mr. Ndarivume and Nkosana Moyo. They were saying this is not a ZANU-PF or MDC matter. Even ZANU-PF people themselves are being invited to come out and protest. Now, looking at that, I asked Charles Mioni about if there's no alternative measures. One of the things was that I know, for example, ZANU-PF is constantly saying, let's not protest, try engage government, try engage government. As young people, do you feel like the government is listening?
Okay, thank you very much. Let me perhaps start by realizing that we are all citizens before we are in our political affiliation. So you mustn't monopolize the fact that it's a citizen of the movement. But the point that I was trying to drive home was to say that since this is an open call for solidarity by everyone, the institution that I took out from yesterday made its time to say that they're going to be in support of such an initiative. So if you see someone who's coming from the alliance being part and parcel of the demonstration, they're coming by virtue of being a citizen, and also is a solidarity call to say that these are progressive movements that if taken into the streets to show their disagreement with the current situation. The status quo is a rotten situation where we have corruption happening in different areas of the economy. That's why the citizens are the ones that are going in the forefront to help those complaints. Then to come to the issue of government engagement, I think we have a government that is not planned, that is clueless in terms of how they can revive the economy. And beyond the economics of the state, when you have inflation which is beyond 80%, you are looking at a situation which is no longer economical. This is now a political situation. It needs political solutions. This is a situation where the people do not trust the people that are governing.
Gakanji, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. So before we delve into giving you a response, I do have a couple of questions about Gakanji. We're on the issue of protests here. Nurses are protesting. Doctors are protesting. Students are protesting. A lot of people in the nation seem to be protesting. A lot of young people are on the streets protesting. When President Emmerson Mnangagwa, the one thing I remember very clearly him saying was, I am a listening president. I am a listening president. But here are the people, they're in the streets complaining. We need more money. We need to be paid in US. We need this. We need that. We need this. But it's still not to be delivered. What is the move forward? At what stage and point do we get to a stage and point whereby the people feel satisfied and feel listened to?
The president still stands by his words that he listens to the people. The fact is that the people are demonstrating simply means that they are sending a message to the leader with open ears, with a leader who can listen to them. So the fact that they are demonstrating simply means that they are registering confidence in the president that is
All right, let's head over to Charles Nyonesizwe ukuthi yena uthini. Charles usakhona? So uyamuzwa uGakanje uMzwilu Nende uyakhuluma. Bayasho ukuthi uNende uyasho ukuthi ngempela yebo akavu akayali ukuthi this movement yebo ngempela it's for the people. Uyasho ukuthi ibona njengabantu who are politicians, they are people, they are citizens before they are politicians. And so if movement le yebo ngempela it belongs to the people, kodwa okuqakathekileyo is to understand ukuthi nxa abantu sebephumile ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela mhla ka 31, what then after? Uyasho ke ngempela ukuthi lapha sekungena ke abantu abezombusazwe. Gakha nje yena ukhanye ngani standing still usho uyasho ngempela ukuthi U-2017 was successful ngenxa yokuthi ibandla lezana PF was also a part of it. And so ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe ungosakhulayo ulwela ilungelo loluntu ngiyakubona njalo ukuthi ku social media uyapost ukuthi hayi mhla ka 31 asiphumeni ngobuningi bethu. I also saw ukuthi you also partaking in the unfollow ED the social media thing. And so njengoba bona bayasho ukuthi this movement is very it seems it needs participation across the board. How do we move forward? Ngenxa yokuthi abasakhulayo keep going out besiyotshengisela, but they keep meeting resistance. Ngenxa yokuthi njengalokho kushiwo ngugagande, ZANU PF is not a part of it.
Okokuqala, this is the first thing. Ngifuna ukwazisa nje amarade lababili ukuthi sinakho ukukhona ukuyamaja, and then sibesesi-invited ama-politicians when the time is right and when we feel ukuthi sesibafuna ukuthi babuye nxasi ukulakufikisa kisibophona. Okungawoloku i-self-entitlement abanayo kucabanga there's nothing we can do, one wrong, one can be one thing. No, like, Okumai, Okuzi, my children, you know, Zanu PF. I don't know if I was, Okuzi, there's a fine line between Zanu PF and Amas Soja. In 2017, it is because of Amas Soja, Ama involved, always, Okuzi, Mabi, Loba, Amas, Mabi, Loba, Isha, Mabi, Loba, the Sagara, Boy, Pilo, Zabani. But it's a good choice, Okuzi, Amas Soja is always in respect,
let's stick to it there. Ugagande highlighted another thing. A city, Uhulumende seems to be trying to meet people halfway. He talked about the government race. He's talked about the issues that government seems to be facing. Now, people are still not satisfied, hence the protests themselves. Now, intsha yakwele Zimbabwe, sokumele bayenzeni. What I'm trying to get to is the protests keep coming and going. At what stage and point do we figure out whether or not it's working?
We have already figured that out because judging by where we are in the condition and the state this nation is, you know, all the sectors across the board. We don't need a magician or an angel to come down from heaven and tell us that this is not working. This idea that government is trying is comforting. The fact remains, there is nothing that the government is trying, because when we don't have a single major arrest of anyone who has been caught or who is involved in corruption, when people get bail for simple corruption, it shows that we are robbing Peter to pay toll. Mm-hmm. I don't know the Bible anyway, but at the end of the day, the government is not trying anything. Hence, we are where we are today. So for people to try and sympathize with the government and that you give the government excuses, for how many years are we giving the government excuses? For how long should we suffer when we give excuses for the government?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Let's go back to Mr. Nende. Nende,
yes, I'm here.
Manzoz Rutaurwana, Charles Nyoni, he's not satisfied. He highlights that, first of all, he can't emphasize enough that this has nothing to do with the politics of the day. This has nothing to do with who comes from which house. At the end of the day, when the economy crumbles, all Zimbabweans are suffering. And so what next for the youth of the nation? He's also highlighted kuti iye sewechidikaro kuzvonawo kuti apane nguva yakatirebei tichigobuda nehuwandu hwedu tichingoratidzira tichibuda tichiratidza vamwe vosungwa, vamwe vorawa, vamwe vopondwa, and it's the same routine day in day out. And so what is the effectivity behind vanhu vachingoendera mberi vachiratidzira?
Vanhu vakaona kuti tatarwa chinhu chedu muna 1890 kusvika 1980. The things that were happening, vanhu votomborwa chimurenga chimwe chotombofest chotombomira. Vanhu votoita histodegize and reorganize themselves. So it was the struggle for liberation. Then there was the commencement of the struggle for democratization, whereby there was no white capital monopoly in that situation, but there were blacks that were creating a social enclave where you have capital elites and political elites.
Mm-hmm.
Black people that are looting with impunity, knowing that they have immunity. That is the case up to date. So, in a national democratic revolution, a society which seeks to be a just society where there are equal opportunities for everyone, you have to confront the system. If you confront the system, it will protect individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But there are not very many individuals. That's why you find when Mugabe and his cabal were booted out of power, it's not a number of people that way were booted out of power. There's just a few people that ran away from their homes. Such is the situation with the current people that are in power. So you know, like my brother here, Gakanje, who obviously be seen for his supper, but deep inside he knows what he's saying does not care the day. Even in ZANU-PF themselves, they understand the magnitude of the economics, because it doesn't spare anyone, whether you're wearing a scarf or not. Those things do not spare anyone, regardless of your political affiliation. But then, these things are affecting citizens, regardless of where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the convergence comes from. And within that very convergence, you will find what my president always says, and I remember who has been suspended for the second time, this time by the political itself, but you realize he was suspended by Mashiko Province for airing my sentiments, let's engage Chamisa. That was clearly saying, but that there are progressive forces out there, we have the capacity to drive the economic fundamentals for the betterment of the livelihoods.
And then we wrap up with Charles. You hear what Vanende is saying, and also what Charles is also saying. ZANU-PF, MGC, doesn't matter what party you belong to, he highlighted how across all practically all industries, at some stage and point, people were out there protesting. It's just kuti muswa 31. Ba kuti munhu wese. Doesn't matter whether you're a teacher, student, whatever it is. That's bata neitra tizire pamwe chete. However, over time, people from different industries have been protesting, showing disgruntlement, and not just for their salaries, but mamiru wakaita upfumi wenyika. Nema tongiru wenyika parizvino vanhu vazhinji havasi kufara. Zvino, sevechidiki, toita sei kuitira kuti nyaya iyi igadziriswe. Vanhu vakabuda neuwandu hwavo vachiratidzira musoro kubva musoro 31. Then, what then next? Toita sei kuitira kuti the protests themselves are not done in vain.
Thank you, my brother. The first question is, who is saying let's go and demonstrate in mass?
Mm-hmm.
As my brother later has indicated that POS workers have demonstrated, these are people who are demonstrating, yes, their constitutional right to register displeasure and dissatisfaction in terms of remuneration that they are getting. And the demonstrations by workers, the law listing is one of the oldest cultures which happens.
Mm-hmm.
They are done. Whoever is doing that is doing it strictly according to his or her job.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that person who is going to be leading the demonstration on the 31st?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't really check activity for 3 years when you talk of issues to run a country, because that's how they get a living. That's, there's no employment history. Several activists have no employment history. They survive on that. They live on opposing the government every time. So who is saying people should demonstrate is the first question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second question is, what standard are these guys using to measure that lots of people are not here with the government?
Mm-hmm.
Because for a second, you will never see some of these people in the streets. You can't use Godfrey Tsilinga to put him as an icon to represent some of these people. You know Godfrey Tsilinga? We believe in 2017, Godfrey Tsilinga was in Zip. You know, Zip political part for Blessing Kasia Moru. You know, Godfrey Tsilinga never completed the political term in Zanubis. The political term in Zanubis is 5 years.
Mm.
Ever since he was in Zanubis, he never completed the political term that year. And maybe one day you see him bouncing back to Zanubis. No, you can't take Tsilinga for 3 years. So I am saying, who is that person that would have invested and used to get an attendant? That's point number one.
Mm-hmm.
What standard are they using to say a lot of people are asked to find us with BTK? A lot of people are going to go and because if I'm a tripper interview, but maybe over 21, so I see a lot of people. What do they mean? Which standard? What is your name? So you see, with the final, the demonstration of the 31st is meant to make rich you are coming on a child's like activist. It's trying to make irrelevant you are coming on a gender in a way. But for a fact, my brother, you can't take a message from Ngari Fumi, a message from Kosana. You say Kosana to an epidemic is my brother. We need to be serious. If it's simple, Kosana, where are you? If it's simple, Ngari Fumi. No, Amanika, I'm serious. Can I be coordinated by no Amanika? I think we need to be serious. However, this is politics. Because there is no other business outside politics. But in the 31st, we are going to have a peaceful environment. There is not going to be any demonstration because the demonstration is not coordinated. There is no face to the demonstration. If you want the demonstration to succeed, let it have a face. A person who goes forward and says, I am coordinating people. Some people are not stupid to be coordinated by A, to be coordinated by W, to be coordinated by this. They need a person like the match.
Okay. Charles Nyoni, you get the last word before Ngenela
It's not about personalities. It's not about who's done what, who's doing what, and who will do what. It's about what is it that works for us as a citizen, as a generation, as a country. This idea of names and throwing out political party names and the heavyweights and whatnot, we have tried that and we have failed. And we don't need it to individualize anything or anyone to say what I funukutra husband or funusband as a logo. But at the end of the day, we are making small gods and amateur gods and prophets and whatnot. And so this is for citizens to collectively speak with one voice. If him as a citizen is having a good life and everything is fine for him, then let him stay at his home and sleep city dreams. Let those who are starving, those who are unemployed, those who want a better job and a better life for their children and a better legacy for their to come on the street on the 31st, regardless of what these naysayers are saying. Thank you.
What was Charles Umbuza Army, and then we completely done. What then next?
The next stage will be about you as a decider who did a Sifuna EPS happy line. Nobatina EPS happy line, usually Avaiti interim government, the EPS government is always a farmer, Avant is merely in Avant, I'm a representative, I'm a citizen, standards, not I'm a politician, but at the end of the day, I'm a politician. Some interest, I'm a party out. We see at Sausu, my party. So, to the city, Java, and everything, my citizen, I still follow a lot of the spring in down when I leave that fall, and then we can stand on behalf of my citizens until the next stage of this woman and my elections.
Banelo kwa namhla mfakazi muhle tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi muri yeZimbabwe nasi mchirongwa tanga tichibata nyaya yezvekuratidzira kuri kurongwa nemapato anopikisa anosanganisira bato rava Jacob Ngarivume uyezve bato rava Nkosana Moyo siyezwa njalo ukuthi abakubandla eliphikisa ibandla ele MTC Alliance labo bashilo ngempela ukuthi bakhangela ukuphatheka kulomkankaso MTC Alliance inotungamirwa na advocate Nelson Chamisa nawo vari kuti aiwa vachange varipo vachibatana neruzhinji rweZimbabwe vachange vachibuda neuwandu hwavo vachiratidzira musi wa 31.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa iSatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ngu-VOA Ndebele nakuTwitter ngu-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Kwanele kwanamhla mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Another update just to remind you muri Zimbabwe chirongwa ichi chiri pre-recorded. So unfortunately silusizi ngempela zolokumuka ndaba we can't bring you onto this program. Nonetheless muri Zimbabwe tanga tiri pano pachirongwa chedu chiri 734 cases of coronavirus, 197 recovered, and 9 dead. That's the latest information released by the Ministry of Information. Now, as we wrap up a conversation here to Moria Zimbabwe National Forum, there's some information that came out izolo ebusuku, izolo ndambama, sizwe ukuthi umama amai wa advocate Nelson Chamisa passed away. Saka kubva kwatiri kuno ku Studio 7 uyezve kune mhuri yeZimbabwe navo advocate Nelson Chamisa float Iwa nematambudziko. If you're looking to find out more information, feel free to check the page ega advocate Nelson Chamisa ku Twitter at Nelson Chamisa. Njalo ibandla le MPC Alliance labo bakhona ku Twitter. Njalo stay here pano pa Studio 7 tichange tichikupaiwo more news and more information as we hear more stuff that comes out. Kwana lewa namusha, mure Zimbabwe, tashuka kumakumo, echirongwa chedu cha nasi. Wanda kutora neni, ndripo kwa Twitter, nepa Instagram, at BigMike3, BIGMYKE3. That's where we can catch up. For those that are looking to catch the video stream of this broadcast, so you can tune in to our Facebook pages, three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, Nepal VOA Studio 7, soon after this radio broadcast. Mure Zimbabwe, tashukwa kumakumwe chirongwa chedu, chanasi, anokoneka ine mfaro, ndino ini maikove, tshwakadzo moshe, Zimbabwe moshe, bye-bye!